And maybe we'll get warmed up eventually here. All right, here's two tunes that are, you've seen it in my fiddling elsewhere, but one of the things that I learned about fiddling in the Upper South is that the bowing patterns are full of complicated syncopation. So where did they get this syncopation? This is an interesting story. We always think, well, we Americans got syncopation from jazz or blues or maybe ragtime if we think we're really old-fashioned. But actually, these old fiddlers all play with syncopated patterns in their bowing. And again, nobody else in the English-speaking world, British Isles or America, does this except in the South. And where they got it is obvious. In the late 18th century and the early 19th century, when this style coalesced, black and white fiddlers were all playing it in the South. They were playing it together, and they sort of created this style. It's clearly an African-American contribution. Every fiddler carries on playing this African-American contribution, which means that I and all the other fiddlers who are playing today are, in a sense, carrying on not just Anglo-American, but African-American tradition as we play. A little bit of American Indian tradition, too, on the side. It's important to remember, because culture and ethnicity aren't the same thing. Culture has this way of expressing a group, but it also has this way of crossing over group lines and becoming a bridge between, in a way, for groups to share. And that's the way it is. We're going to play, there's a number of tunes called Liza Jane in the South. They have different jingles and words to them, most printable. This is two of the tunes that I've learned to Liza Jane that we'll play sort of back to back with each other. Great examples, though not the only ones, of syncopation, because the syncopation is actually everywhere. It's not just in certain tunes.